trans cultism, and sex selection abortions. Anti-truth claims will always collapse into incoherence and self-contradiction, if not under the weight of the individual and cultural destruction that follows in their wake. Let's look at the confluence of several progressive anti-truth claims and the intellectual and moral incoherence that results from embracing them. One, progressives claim that the product of conception between two humans is not, in reality, a person while in the womb. Two, progressives claim that objective, immutable biological sex has no inherent relevance to either gender or gender identity, and no inherent meaning. Gender, in their view, is the aggregate of arbitrary, socially constructed roles, behaviors, activities, and attributes that societies associate with biological sex. Gender identity is one's internal sense of being male or female. Three, while rational people recognize that doctors identify or confirm the sex of humans at birth, progressives claim that doctors assign or designate the gender of humans at birth. Do doctors really assign social conventions to newborns? Four, progressives believe that gender identity supersedes in value, importance, and cultural relevance both gender, that is, arbitrary socially constructed conventions, and biological sex. Gender identity beats the pants, gendered sartorial coverings off both sex and gender. Since, in the dystopian and irrational world of progressivism, heavily laced as it is with radical subjectivism, the product of conception between two humans is not a person while residing in the womb, there is no moral reason to oppose having it killed. There is no more reason to oppose injecting digoxin into the hearts of womb-inhabiting non-persons, who oddly have human DNA and a sex, than there is to oppose the killing of a parasite that is feeding off the bodies of human hosts, you know, like the guinea worm. One of the reasons some humans kill the parasitic non-persons with human DNA that are feeding off the host's nutrient-rich uterine linings is sex selection. For personal and cultural reasons, many parents, hosts, prefer one sex over another. Since any reason or no reason is needed to kill parasites, only unenlightened, tippy turnip truck riders would object to sex selection abortions. But now things get thorny for the enlightened among us. If the sex of humans has no intrinsic importance, and the socially constructed and often oppressive conventions assigned to one sex or the other, that is gender, are arbitrary and unimportant, and it's impossible to know the gender identity of the non-person till at least age 3, does sex selection abortion make any sense at all? On the blog Think, Jenny Pollock writes, and I quote, "If we can't know what gender the child is going to identify as until they're, say, 2 or 3 years old, how can the woman be certain what she is aborting? It may look like a girl, but really be a boy," end quote. Hosts and their partners who want a male child, but whose parasitic non-person's DNA says is a girl, can't possibly know if that parasite will ultimately be a girl until it's 3 years old or older. We're now learning that persons are discovering their gender identity in adolescence. To complicate matters further, we now have persons who were assigned male at birth, realizing that they were actually female, and then re-realizing that they are indeed male. They must have been delivered by doctors with crazy prophetic powers. So, parent hosts who have a strong preference for either male or female offspring better wait till their children are about 30 to kill them. Maybe they can enlist the help of Princeton bioethicist Peter Singer, who argues that parents should have about 30 days post-birth to decide whether they want their children killed. Maybe he can be persuaded to extend that period to 30 years. Raising children with fluctuating gender identities is such a hassle.